Offering our most loving pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, dear listeners, we welcome you to yet another broadcast of our Thursday Live. We are indeed glad to come to you live from our studios at the Sri Sathya Sai Media Center at Prashanthi Nilayam. And even as we greet you on this beautiful morning, we hope all of you are keeping well and keeping safe. Indeed, these are times which are unprecedented, and we are going through difficulties. We are going through the situation of losing some loved ones. I'm sure this time around we are hearing many more such newses, and it's not to start the morning with that. But then, even as we go through Swami's messages, and even as we put in perspective whatever we are going through and whatever we are witnessing in everyday life, it can only be said that at the end of the day, this is the course of nature. We are in the middle of an endless whirlpool of coming and going. That's what is nature, and that's what is this world. And as it is said, the only effort that needs to be made is to swim towards the center of this whirlpool. Anityam asukham loke, anityam asukham lokam imam prapya bhajasvamam. The effort that needs to be made is to move towards the source of all of this. I'm not going to elaborate more on that particular line from the Bhagavad Gita, because that's what I'm going to be talking about in the next segment, the Gita series. But nevertheless, this is the lesson, and sometimes it is harder to stick to this than usual. But that is the time when we have to try harder. That is the time when we have to make more efforts to always keep Swami in focus. Talking about pain and suffering, yesterday we had the Buddha Purnima. And why is pain and suffering related to Buddha Purnima? Swami would often tell in his discourses, it's a very sacred festival which is thrice blessed. It was the day on which Buddha was born. It was the day on which Buddha attained enlightenment. And it was also the day on which Buddha discarded his mortal coil and returned to his source. So a thrice blessed festival for all of us. Buddha Purnima was yesterday, so belated greetings on that occasion to all our listeners. Buddha Purnima festival itself brings back so many beautiful memories, because it is this time of the year that Swami would be in Vrindavan, and we would try as much as possible to spend a little more time, because this was during our summer vacation, to stay with Swami. And one of the festivals that would come right in the middle of these vacations are the Buddha Purnima celebrations. We would have devotees from the southeastern countries, Malaysia, Singapore, Japan, Sri Lanka, Bhutan, coming and offering their presentations in front of Swami, and so many beautiful memories of sitting beside Swami in the Kalyan Mandapam, in the Ramesh Hall, and witnessing some of these programs. One that I recall very fondly, and hopefully sometime we will be able to share the video of that drama. It was a presentation, if I'm not wrong, by devotees from Japan. And that year, I think Buddha Purnima was close to Ishwarama Day 2. So they had done a drama on Mother Ishwarama. And they had this youngster, maybe a teenager, who enacted the role of Swami. And it was Swami of those 1940s, tender, like a fresh flower, as Swami always is, but those years were always special. That Swami, in that sleek form of his, wearing a loose robe, the hair partitioned. So this boy played that role, and it was so mesmerizing to watch that, because he was literally in Swami's actions, and the way he was walking, the way he was gesturing with his hands. And even as we were seeing the drama, we turned and looked at Swami and we could see the thrill on Swami's face, the amusement with which Swami was looking at the whole thing. At the end of it, Swami, of course, went up to the stage, blessed the actors with a picture, and Swami materialized a chain for this boy. And Swami took a picture with just that boy. It was so beautiful to see Swami standing beside literally someone who looked like his younger self. Many such beautiful memories of Swami sitting and watching these dramas. And we had the opportunity to sit around as students and Swami would explain to us what Swami was telling in that drama. And I recall another episode where in the drama was this wise grandfather figure. And he would be every now and then in the drama trying to tell his children and grandchildren and correct them when they're doing wrong things by quoting some words of Swami, but without mentioning Swami. So that was how the drama was written, that at the end of it, this grandfather reveals who is the source of all this wisdom, and then it points to Swami. So there was a suspense of where he's quoting all this from through the drama. And at one point, he quotes this particular quotation of Swami. He says, there is a wise person who once said, you're not one but three. We all know that, you know, the one you think you are, the one others think you are, and so on and so forth. When this dialogue was being rendered, and this person said, a wise person once said, like a child, Swami turned back and looked at all of us and the few devotees who were there, and Swami said, "Nene cheppano, it was I who said it." The childlike glee with which Swami said, the creator of everything, who never takes credit for anything. I sit here and speak. The words are not mine, the words are his. Whoever comes and tries to speak about Swami, the words are not theirs, it is Swami, but he never takes credit for what he performs and achieves through us. The childlike innocence of Swami still lingers in the memory. Talking of Buddha and Buddha Purnima, Swami has spoken extensively about it. Buddha is an example that Swami has held for us. Probably I just want to share one thought, something that Swami would tell us as students and is part of our education structure itself. If you look up at the Sri Sathya Institute of Higher Learning website, you will find this as part of the philosophy of education that is imparted in Swami's schools and colleges. And Swami would say that I want to create students who have the head of Shankara, the heart of Buddha, and the hands of Janaka. A beautiful quote which summarizes what Swami expects an ideal individual to be. Three great spiritual luminaries from the Bharatvarsha: Shankara, Adi Shankaracharya; Buddha, Gautama Buddha, whose birthday we celebrated yesterday; and Janaka, King Janaka, a great Rajyogi. And Swami brings together all these three and says that this is how one has to be. And he says the head of Shankara, there is a very beautiful similarity between these three characters from our ancient history. All three of them were seekers of truth. Adi Shankara left home at a very tender age in search of this truth. He knew what he wanted to do. He wanted to become a sannyasi. He wanted to dedicate his life to the exploration of this truth. So he had a very clear vision of what he wanted to do, where he wanted to be, how he wants to go about seeking this truth. So when Swami says the head of Shankara, you should have that clarity, you should have that focus on the spiritual goal. And when you talk about Buddha, Swami says that Buddha also knew that what he was seeking was not in the luxuries around him. What he wanted was not in the pleasures that was in plenty offered to him by his father. So he left the place where he was. He went in search of the truth and he eventually found it. Third comes Janaka, also a seeker of truth. But Janaka was different from the other two. He also did not know where to find the truth, but he did not leave in search of it. He stayed where he was. He continued to do what he did. He continued to rule his kingdom, and yet he found the truth. Three different characters with three different approaches. And Swami says, I want all of you to be an amalgamation of all these three. the head of Shankara, the clarity of Shankara, the heart of Buddha. His whole exploration of the truth, seeking, began out of his compassion. When he saw a suffering person, when he saw an aging man, when he saw people dying, he said, is there a way to put an end to this suffering? It was his compassion that made him a spiritual seeker. Swami says, always have the heart of Buddha. Let your compassion lead your actions, lead your quest. And finally, Swami says, may you have the hands of Janaka, that of a karma yogi, that is constantly doing one's duty, that is constantly dispensing what is expected of him or her, but doing it like Janaka did, untouched by pomp, untouched by royalty, untouched by any of the luxuries that came with that. I thought it's nice to take a moment to think of this very beautiful and profound message that Swami gives all of us in taking an example from the life of Lord Buddha. I'm going to leave you with a small rendition of Buddham Sharanam Gacchami that we released a few years back. Even as we listen to it, there are many, many messages from Buddha's life that Swami calls our attention to. Let us think of them. Another which immediately comes to my mind is what Swami says about Buddha's equanimity. When he goes from village to village, there is a person who comes and starts abusing him, starts speaking ill of him and saying that these are all people who take sannyas, are people who live off the efforts of others, and speaks all kinds of things. And Buddha is calm, doesn't say anything. And this man is surprised. He said, "What? How is it that you don't react?" And then Buddha says, if you give me food and I refuse to accept it, what will you do? And this man said, I will take it back to my house. And he said, today you are offering me abuses which I refuse to accept. Then where does it go? So the village man falls at his feet and he sees the value of what Buddha has achieved. And that is something that no amount of riches can bring to you. It is that equanimity. It is that sense of being rooted in who we really are. So I'm going to leave you with this chant of Buddham Sharanam Gacchami. I'll meet you all on the other side of it with the Gita series. Hope you all have a wonderful morning. Hope you all have a wonderful week. And stay blessed. And may Swami keep all of us safe.
Buddham Sharanam Gacchami Dhammam Sharanam Gacchami Sangham Sharanam Gacchami. Buddham Sharanam Gacchami Dhammam Sharanam Gacchami Sangham Sharanam Gacchami Buddham Sharanam Gacchami Dhammam Sharanam Gacchami Sangham